Estevan. Estevan City Council received a pair of important annual reports during its February 27 meeting. The drinking water and quality report and the wastewater report both have to be released to the public. Shane Buxus, the manager of the water and wastewater treatment plants, said the quality of water has greatly improved since the switch to Rafferty Dam as the primary water source in 2020. We had an issue of aluminum carrying over from our clarification process, said Buxus in the drinking water report. We have tried in-house to solve the problem and hired consultants, but were unable to fully solve the issue. The aluminum number is above the recommended guidelines but isn't a major health issue, he said. The standard for water is set to 100 micrograms per liter, UGL, with a maximum excess of 2,900 UGL. Estevan is averaging 98 UGL. The report also shows all of the different tests that occurred last year. Only one didn't meet the standard, Buxus said. A positive emerged from an area that was under a boil water due to construction. As for the wastewater treatment plant report, Buxus noted a full plant shutdown occurred last spring for the first time since the facility opened in 1996. It was noticed there is a lot of grit buildup in the cells which reduces treatment capacity. Moving forward, the shutdown will occur every 5 years, and a plan will be developed to address a grit buildup in cell 2. All wastewater during the shutdown was diverted to the overflow cell and pumped back into the plant on lower flow days. Buxus also noted the wastewater treatment system was designed for a maximum daily flow of 6,000 cubic meters of water per day, and this number was exceeded 11 times last year. Also in 2022, Buxus said the Ministry of Environment took away the city's drying pad at the landfill, so wet solids are being put into the dump, amounting to roughly 1.3 million kilograms in the landfill. They have a plan in place to deal with the issue through the incinerator that is included in this year's budget. We will be able to reduce our waste into the landfill by 95%, and possibly count as carbon credits, he said. Council showed support for a few community initiatives. One was the Estevan Strippers Spring Bust Recreation Hockey Tournament, which is the largest in the province. 40 teams will be entered the competition from April 12 to 16 at Affinity Place, the Power Dodge Arena and the Bean Fay Memorial Arena. The strippers asked the city to waive the rental cost at the Power Dodge Curling Center, the site of the beer garden and the cabarets. Last year the rental was $3,500. The strippers noted there would not be anyone using the curling club during the tournament. Council approved the request and a community event permit. The strippers will continue to pay for ice rental at Affinity Place and the Power Dodge Arena. The next one was the Women of Distinction Awards at the Estevan Exhibition Building on May 10. The event organizers were looking for the city to provide sponsorship for the event. Coun. Shelley Viroba suggested using funds that the city has at its disposal to support events and offering an in-kind donation, such as use of the city's tables and chairs. Finally, council supported the Southeast Military Museum's request to donate $1,000 for a plaque that will be added to the cenotaph and the Royal Canadian Legion. It will update the names of the people from Estevan who died while serving their country during the First and Second World Wars and the war in Afghanistan. The museum said the plaques will be expensive, and they hope to be installed by Remembrance Day. Council approved the Parks and Open Spaces sponsorship policy. In a report to Council, Parks and Facilities Manager Rod March said with improvements and additions to the city's parks and open spaces, there is an increasing interest in sponsorship and partnership opportunities. Interest ranges from individuals to large corporations. There is lots of open-ended discussions available as well when it comes to different partnerships and different ways of doing things, said March. The policy allows for a coordinated approach to advertise, control and manage the opportunities for sponsorship of the assets and amenities within the parks and open spaces. The policy is not intended to accommodate commemorative recognition. Council gave second and third readings to a bylaw for the updated terms of reference for the Estevan Art Gallery and Museum, which will affect everything from the structure of the art gallery's board to what would happen if the cultural facility were forced to close.